Hello, hello, welcome.
We're not going to do hello, hello.
Welcome back to another episode of the Brigade of Imbeciles podcast, where we discuss all things related to Our Flag Means Death. Today, we'll be taking a look at episode 4, Discomfort in a Married State.
And here's a sneak peek from today's episode.
Wow, 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 wow.
Fuck. The cuts.
Yeah, and a lot of that comes from the immediate trust that they have in each other, because like Ed spent like hours, you know, creepily watching over Steed and like listening to Steed talk to himself, talk about his insecurities, talk about Mary and how he's a coward and everything. And that in itself is like an introduction, like it's Edward's introduction to Steed, and Edward can see like he isn't like some hostile pirate. He's a man who has so many regrets in life and has so many insecurities.
So I think this episode is quite a pivotal episode because we finally see the elusive Blackbeard that everyone has been dreaming about and talking about. Any comment?
No.
Okay. So while...
We do see Blackbeard, the introduction, and the very first shot is of him staring lovingly at Steed as he lies on the bed dying.
Yeah, well, Steed is...
It's a bold choice.
Well, Steed is like half... incapacitated. You have Blackbeard or Edward just kind of taking a look around his ship, learning more about the man that's lying half dead in bed, and watching over him and almost kind of like taking care of him, you know, asking for a cold towel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's curious as to why this man who told him to suck eggs in hell, like what he's really about, why he says that, and like why he had the balls to say that.
At the end of the day, Ed is just someone who's just bored and looking for something new, and he sees a man who has a little model of his own ship tucked away in a shelf on
someone who's
on
completely
board.
Different.
And he's immediately fascinated and immediately intrigued by this other man. I think we really see how kind and caring Edward can be, you know, when he asks for a cold towel.
When he takes over the ship, he invades the ship, you can see that he takes responsibility. He refers to himself as the captain of the ship. He refers to the crew of the Revenge as their guests when Ivan hits Black Pete on the back of his head.
Yeah, in fact, he's so unlike what Black Pete has been saying about him, right? And he's so unlike the idea of Blackbeard because he's... you know, just having fun. He's like jumping off the little
persona,
platform.
Yeah, he's kind of like
welcoming.
Awkward.
Yeah, exactly. He's like welcoming the guests. He's introducing himself, you know, to everyone.
He's saying like, don't call me sir, just Blackbeard. But
yeah.
Obviously nobody listens to him and he...
they're all terrified.
Yeah, and they're like in awe of him. And that all changes when he sees Steed, when he is introduced to Steed, and Steed doesn't even know who he is.
How the world sees him and how he sees himself and how he carries his own persona and identity is just so different. I mean, to a certain extent, Ed really doesn't like how the world sees him, right? He has deep-seated insecurity and disgust with how he's portrayed in those pictures in Steed's library. You know, he doesn't like the idea of the Blackbeard legend. He just wants to try something new. I feel like at the end of the day, he just wants to have fun, right?
He's mentioning how he's so bored, and he's even saying like, oh, death, I've never tried that before. Oh, that's an idea, you know? And Izzy is just like speechless because
exactly.
Izzy is trying so hard to survive and like get through the night, and Ed is just like so enamored with everything that Steed has on the ship and who Steed is, and Izzy's just like, what the fuck.
I think one of the reasons why I really like this episode is because you can start to see how they mutually influence each other. Like once Steed finally gets up from his half dead state, he immediately questions if Edward works for Blackbeard, and that sets Blackbeard on a different line of questioning because he's really never thought of it like that.
He starts to dissociate himself from Blackbeard.
Exactly, yeah, and he's starting to question his own identity because, I mean, for the longest time, he's also been thinking about packing it all in and quitting Blackbeard's crew.
And meeting Steed kind of, it allows him to share his thoughts with somebody who's kind of like a neutral party, I feel. Someone who doesn't know his background and is kind of oblivious. He introduces himself as Edward, somebody who is a step away from being a pirate, who is a step away from being Blackbeard. And he's even like supportive of Steed when Steed says like, oh, Blackbeard probably thinks I'm a fucking idiot. And Ed is like, most pirates I know are dead. You know, you're doing great. I mean, that's so sweet.
It kind of really humanizes Edward. And we see it immediately as a separation between Edward the man versus Blackbeard the character. The way that Steed treats Edward is just with so much care. He doesn't treat Blackbeard with irreverence, unlike everyone else, you know. He treats him almost like a friend. I mean, partially because he has no idea who this guy is, but also because he's just generally so kind and caring to everyone that he meets. Well, except for Izzy, for some reason.
Edward is vulnerable in this scene. Like from the moment that he meets Steed, he's vulnerable. And like is willing to open up And Steed sees that. You can see the difference. Like when Steed asks, do you fancy a fine fabric? You know, and like Ed is like, yeah, I think I do. And you can see Steed kind of like light up. His face lights up when he realizes that Edward is interested. Finally, somebody is interested in things that he's interested in.
Yeah.
And he's like so excited that he wants to share more. And man has been awake for like 2 minutes. And he's like, do you want to know a secret? Like, can you keep a secret?
Yeah. In a way, he's kind of like reciprocating this vulnerability, right? He's showing Edward a part of his ship that's only he knows about, right?
Yeah.
His secret closet to have all his different types of clothing from summer linens.
Yeah, and Ed is like in awe.
I think it's definitely Ed's first time meeting someone like that. And to just learn more about Steve through looking at, like, you know, his clothes, his secret passageways, it's just pure fascination.
And he talks about it too, like how it's so difficult to find somebody out here who's doing something different, and how that's really what he's looking for because he's so bored with his life. He talks about how he doesn't even have to be on the ship and people will start abandoning their ship.
Just the idea of Blackbeard scares people. So what is his use if...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to try anymore. And I think it's quite cute how Steed kind of introduces Ed to the idea of retirement.
It highlights how different their class is.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah. You don't really think of piracy as something you can retire from, right? Because you think you either get killed in battle or at the gallows. So introducing Edward to the kind of idea of retirement is a whole new world for Edward to see.
And Edward is also so amazed, and he's like, you've got it all sussed out, don't you? And the way he looks at Steed is like adorable. He's so cute.
And I feel like this influence of Steed on Edward has really, really upset Izzy. And we kind of see that he is definitely someone who looks up to Blackbeard and who
the
wishes to...
Blackbeard,
idea of Blackbeard that he has, you know. You know, he gets so upset that he ends up giving Edward the middle finger, and he's so...
Two middle fingers,
and he's almost trying to get his boss to say he will kill Steed and be this gruesome pirate that everybody thinks Blackbeard is.
Yeah, and I mean, Izzy wanted to abandon Edward. I mean, after like 20 years of service, he wanted to abandon Edward.
Yeah, just because Edward was being a little bit more vulnerable, showing a different side of himself.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's more like he was ashamed. Like, Izzy was ashamed at how he was acting, and then Edward kind of is like... He doesn't want to let go of the one person who has been by his side for so many years. And in order to kind of placate Izzy, he promises to kill, or at least he gives the impression that there's something more sinister afoot. You know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Which shuts Izzy up, and Izzy's like, oh, you still got it.
In a way, I think he's trying to play out what he is supposed to do. He knows what he's supposed to do. And this kind
as
of like...
As a pirate.
Exactly, as a pirate. And this satisfies Izzy, but it's not really what Ed wants to do, as we can see.
In that last shot, you can see so many emotions on his face. There are so many things that you can kind of decipher from that expression. Like, is it regret? Is it guilt? Is it like shame from even thinking of something so sinister as to kill Steed and take over his persona after Steed has been nothing but kind and generous to him, and how he has been kind and generous to Steed?
Yeah, and I think on the flip side, you know, like you mentioned, Ed's influence on Steed has also impacted the way that Steed presents himself in this episode, right? I mean, the most obvious allusion to that would be the fact that they actually physically change and swap clothes, right? Ed immediately asks, hey, you know, you want to do something weird? And this really, really excites Steed, right? Because I would say that Ed is probably the first person to engage in his idiosyncrasies.
Exactly,
and to just want to have fun with him, you know, whereas everyone else just wants to be a pirate.
Instead of being scared or in awe of Blackbeard, Steed is so ready, like both of them are so ready to embrace each other's weirdness or idiosyncrasies.
And they work very well together. That's the best part, right? Like the whole idea of, you know, becoming a lighthouse, you know, sharing their different perspectives with each other. Because for Ed, being a lighthouse is something that you have to avoid, right? That you have to steer clear of. But for Steed, it's more like a beacon for safety and for guidance. And even with such different perspectives on everything, they seem to have a lot of common ground where they are essentially just both quite intrigued by each other and fascinated by each other.
Yeah, and a lot of that comes from the immediate trust that they have in each other, because like Ed spent like hours, you know, creepily watching over Steed and like listening to Steed talk to himself, talk about his insecurities, talk about Mary and how he's a coward and everything. And that in itself is like an introduction, like it's Edward's introduction to Steed, and Edward can see like he isn't like some hostile pirate. He's a man who has so many regrets in life and has so many insecurities.
Yeah, and I think it works both ways, right? Because just as much as Ed wants to learn about Steed's lifestyle, you know, Steed also wants to learn about Ed's lifestyle as an actual pirate. And I think this is what kind of like solidifies the foundation of their friendship, of their relationship, this mutual curiosity in each other.
Yeah, and I really felt the, when I first watched the episode, I really felt the shifting in the, in where this show was going to go when Blackbeard said, why don't we learn from each other? Like, I can take a page out of your book.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's something that we've never seen before, like a huge pirate legend trying to learn the ways of the aristocracy. And also throughout the show, you can see that Edward always initiates things, I mean, the series, but we'll talk about this later on in the podcast. But at this point, Edward is the one who is steering the ship, you know. He's the one who suggests changing clothes, like exchanging clothes. And he's the one who takes charge of when the Spanish... I mean, he takes over the command of the Revenge when the Spanish are chasing them. And he's the one who suggests learning from each other.
Yeah, I kind of really like seeing like this different side of Blackbeard. Against all the lore and the stories that have been told about him, we see him as someone who is genuinely interested in Steed, as someone who takes initiative, and also as someone who's really creative, right? He could foresee the fog coming, and he very cheekily asked...
I don't think that's a word.
It is! Really? Yeah. Okay, I can use another word. He very... I mean, it was kind of...
Mysteriously.
Yeah, he very mysteriously asked Lucius to count down, right?
Yeah, and I also love how when he tells Lucius that in that scene, Lucius is like, yeah, of course I can count. And then Edward's like, backwards. And yeah. Lucius is like, oh shit. It's so funny.
Yeah, Edward is quite a creative character. I mean, he really preempted the way that this entire night would go, right? I mean, right down to the fact that he saw Frankfurter clouds in the sky, and that led him to think that the fog was coming.
Even when they were becoming a lighthouse, he was the one who was running the show.
Yeah, the theatrics of it all, right?
And Steed was like all in, like the trust that they have in each other, like Steed's trust in Edward, even though the man has invaded his ship. It's a really interesting dynamic. From the beginning, they're doing the fuckery, you know, like it's a theme throughout, even though it was only introduced in episode 6.
So what's running parallel to Ed and Steed's first day out on the ship together is, it's kind of how the other crew members are really taking it, right? I mean, they're afraid of Blackbeard because of all the stories that they have heard, but it doesn't really stop them from going about their day, their regular day. You know, they're just having a meal, they're discussing whether Jim is a mermaid or whether Jim has brought bad luck to the ship. Yeah, and at the end of the day, Ed and Steed are really just having fun, right? They are eating marmalade bread together. Ed admits to having lots of fun, right? It's the most fun he's had at sea in ages. And this is really all thanks to Steed and his presence.
It's so cute that Steed like nudges Ed away, and Ed is like, oh! And then he realizes that it's Steed, and he just lets down his guard and like takes whatever Steed passes to him. And he's just amazed at the marmalade bread being so good. It's just something that he never expected.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Meanwhile, you have Izzy, who has worked with Blackbeard for so long, and he still doesn't know how to pick up on Edward's eccentricities. Like when he talks about clouds and Frankfurters, Izzy just doesn't have the faith and doesn't have the creativity to kind of look beyond the Frankfurter clouds and understand that Edward is thinking deeper about like strategy.
Yeah, he's seeing a bigger picture.
Yeah, and Izzy is just like going around yelling at people, trying to like establish dominance. The scene where Edward is introducing himself to the crew, Frenchie asks, so are we allowed to live, or like, are we gonna die? And then before he can even finish his sentence and before Edward can reply, Izzy just starts yelling and clapping to get everybody to like fuck off. And Edward's face in that moment, he's just like, what the fuck?
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and Izzy is just going around acting like he's the only... Yeah, like somebody on Twitter or something mentioned how Izzy is the only human in a Muppet movie. You know, he's the only one... he thinks that he's the only one taking things seriously. Right? And everybody else is just fucking around, like having food even though they've been invaded. One of my favorite scenes. And Edward is off like playing dress up with Steed. And he's just struggling because nobody's taking him seriously.
Yeah, like he doesn't scare the crew at all, right?
Yeah,
even though he tries so hard.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't even scare Steed, and by far Steed would be the easiest person to scare.
Yeah, he doesn't even scare like Ivan and Fang. So we see that he still has a lot to learn from Edward, and the dynamic, like the struggle that he has with power, or the idea of power.
Yeah, he's projecting his own idea of what power is onto Blackbeard and onto his crew and the crew of the Revenge, right? And he's expecting that people will just fall in line and follow, but they're just not afraid of him.
And meanwhile, you have Edward like yelling at the crew, not even yelling, he's like telling the crew, clap, clap, line up so you can
greet your captain,
shake hands with my boyfriend.
Spoiler. But I think with Ed, he's still very respectful of Izzy and almost understanding that Izzy wants him to be a certain way.
Oh, and something else to mention is the parallels that the writers are creating in this episode and the editors are creating in this episode, where we see Steed's life versus Edward and Steed. And you see how Mary reacts to the model of the revenge. And then right after that, we cut to Edward reacting to the model of the revenge. You know what I mean? It's just completely different worlds and completely different reactions to Steed. So we finally see Steed being accepted for who he is.
All the beginnings of that.
And now, some fun facts.
The title of the episode, Discomfort in a Married State, is actually a quote from somebody who knew the actual Steed Bonnet in real life, who was describing why Steed's marriage fell apart and why he ran off to be a pirate. Apparently, Mary invented cubism because that really didn't exist until 1907 to 1914. And Steed is a Leo, just like me. Technically, Oluwande and Jim can speak Spanish, so they could have spoken to the Spaniards. And also, 1717 wasn't a leap year.
I think for me, this episode is really where it starts kicking things off, where we really see their mutual influences on each other and how they've changed just being by each other's side for like one single day.
Yeah, you can really see how they open each other's eyes, especially Ed, because I mean, Steed is somebody that he never expected to happen upon. And he's the one who was chasing Steed, and he's the one who saved Steed. From the get-go, it's a really interesting dynamic.
And I'm sure we know the drill by now, but we'll be ending this episode off with our favorite quote from the episode.
So my favorite quote for the episode is from one of my favorite scenes. It's when the crew is talking about Jim being a mermaid and Izzy comes in looking for Blackbeard and he says, "You don't get food when you're being invaded," and he slaps Black Pete on the head. And like the moment he leaves the room, they start going about continuing their conversation. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I really love that part too.
"You don't get food when you've been invaded. You live at my pleasure. Back to work. Useless fucking fuckers."
I think for me, it's really the introduction of Carl to Blackbeard, and Blackbeard's like, "Izzy, why don't we have a bird guy?"
And Izzy's just done with this shit.
"Izzy. Izzy, come here. They've got a bird guy.
Look at this thing. Hello."
"Carl conveys his warm regards, Cap."
"Carl's the bird, yeah?"
"Carl's the bird."
"Carl's the bird."
Join us next week as we talk more about the changing Edward and Steed dynamics. For now, goodbye.
Bye.